Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
The World of Smog, On Her Majesty's Service by Panache Animation and Cool Mini or Not. For 2 to 4 players, 14 and up, it takes about 60 minutes.
1889. The mechanical and magical empire of Queen Victoria rules the world. On the occasion of her jubilee, the Queen challenged the most distinguished clubs of London to prepare an expedition to the Chateau Market, a huge underground illegal maze where dangerous creatures throng. The objective, to bring back powerful artifacts sought by the Queen. On Her Majesty's Secret Service is a strategical board game set in the World of Smog's fantastic steampunk universe. Players must guide their gentlemen through the shifting board that makes up the Chateau Market. Buying and selling different kinds of ethers will allow them not only to gather enough coin to acquire the precious artifacts demanded by the Queen, but also activate powerful special actions. The rotating tiles that make up the board game offer a unique gaming dynamic. Each player is only able to trade using the items and costs listed on the edges of the tiles that are facing them. The fog barriers on certain edges can hinder their movement. This means the landscape of the board is constantly changing according to the player's actions. Players also need to contend with the agents of the Shadow Master, each with a different ability that often hinders, but sometimes aids, the gentleman's progress. Offering tribute to the Shadow Master may give a player control over these agents, posing them against their opponents, at least until another player sways the Shadow Master's favor.
Okay, so we're here. It's myself, Ruby, Tim, and Maggie. Hello!
Hello.
We're actually at White Widow Games in Myrtle Beach for a game day, and we just played the game, and that's why it's a little loud and this recording's not the best recording. So, what did we think was good about this game?
It was very unique gameplay style.
It was. I really love the artwork. The box is really enticing. It's pretty and shiny and sepia-toned, but it's like got gold foil on it. So
yeah, but it's like steampunk sepia.
Right.
I really liked that all the pieces moved around.
Yes, the board. It's very tactile. You're always moving something.
Don't think too far ahead because someone's going to move something.
Right. The other thing, it's cool mini or not, so you expect that there's actually going to be minis in it. There's actually a lot less minis in this game than any of the others, but they're still a really nice quality.
Yeah, they're actually pretty well done.
Right. They're nice sculpt as well. I don't think, you know, you see some of their minis and you're like, oh, those would be really cool painted up. I think these ones look just fine
this way. Yeah, because they have that little pedestal that they're on and they're like a bust.
Right.
So, and changing them would probably change the feel of the game.
Yeah.
I've seen them done up in metallics.
Okay.
Somebody did them in metallics, and they were really pretty that way. And I've seen them done in marbles.
Yeah,
so
the marbles.
They're kind of
so
like,
I started
out that way.
Yeah.
But I really did like how the pieces were easy to put together.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be fighting the game for an hour trying to figure out where everything goes.
Yeah.
There's numbers. Yay!
Yeah, they did a really good job, the board, because the tiles do move. Each of the tiles are round. They look like cogs. And underneath them, they have a smaller round circle that fit into the holes on the board. And so everything doesn't slide all over the place. It stays in place, and you turn it 90 degrees almost all the time. Everyone's turning the boards. It's like turning knobs. All right. So is there anything good? Anything else good you want to say?
They do make it easy to set it up because there are arrows saying this is how you set it up the
this
first
is
time.
The okay.
And so, I'm a collector. I like collecting items. And so this game was very much geared towards someone who likes to collect things and people who like to be mean to other people. We played a very nice game.
That's only because I didn't realize. And no one told me.
There's also a pretty cool trading mechanic. You can buy something cheap at one spot and then go sell it expensive at the other spot.
Alright.
And if you're lucky, you can do it in one turn.
Alright, so what was bad about the game?
The rules are a bit heavy.
Yeah, I was going to say the rules confused me more reading them than it did starting to play them.
Yeah.
Now that I've played it at least once, I can see where you could have pared down and made the rules less wordy.
They need to have a, for first time play, XYZ, and then add in this mechanic after the first round or something so people can build into it. Or maybe they have fast instructions on the back. So
I totally admit I was distracted with everything going on around us. So, and I was the one reading the rules. The first turn was really rough because I was...
It was super rough.
Yeah. just wording-wise, and I think that isn't necessarily a bad thing because I think they were still well-written rules. I just think it was maybe player comprehension.
I need pictures.
Right.
And arrows.
Yes. They did have a really nice, this is how the board should look like when it's finally set up and the characters are out in front of you. So that was nice. Anything else bad?
So bad was us playing.
Right. Bad was players.
User error. That's what she's saying. Yeah. User error.
User error.
So get the smart person of the group to read the rules.
Exactly.
The one issue I did have was on the character boards, they had like the different markers for the ether.
Uh-huh.
The one for, because there's like, one of them was brown.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't have a brown. Like,
it looks orange.
It's pink.
There's an orange and a pink, but there's a red and a brown.
Right.
And so you kind of have to
pay attention.
Predetermine, say, this is what this is beforehand. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because it's on the board.
Right.
But still.
All right. So then, other. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the game? Overall, I really like it. It's a game, I think it would definitely play within its 60-minute time limit.
Yeah.
After you've read it and learned, if you've played with someone that's already played it and kind of knows the rules.
Yeah, I could also see this game going longer or shorter depending on the player.
If the player has choice paralysis,
or
it could take forever.
Or you could just have some really vicious players who just, you know...
Yes.
I would have...
Yeah.
The other thing I've noticed is for colorblind people, they do have like little details around the color to tell you what they are.
So each
but
color
I
has
feel
some
like it could have been a little bit of a better differentiation unless you're looking hard. Like I studied it because I play a lot of games with people who are colorblind, and I went, they could have done a little bit better.
Right, like one is like a thorny looking, one is like a smoke, and one is just a circle.
Yeah,
and that sort of thing. Other, overall, I think it's a decent little game.
The bad guys are awesome looking.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. The other, we were really, this again goes back to the players. We weren't really vicious with each other at all. And it's like I had the Shadow Broker for the most point.
Yeah.
And so that meant that the agents didn't really change out as much as they probably could have.
Yeah.
Because each agent has a different special ability. So we didn't get to see a lot of that. With the setup, the other, there are 6 agents, but you only put 4 out on the board randomly. So it's never going to be quite the same every time. So you could play this game a lot and it would be different. Even if you played with the same group of people and learned what their tactics are normally.
Yeah, but I feel like you could also change up your tactics really easy with it.
Right,
you know, like
I
have a favor to do one thing all at once and then branch off to other things, but knowing that other people could learn how I do things, then I would change. And
right, but what I'm saying is even with that agent, that helps
stir the pot
more than you having to change your tactics.
And then there's also the action cards, which I didn't...
The action cards, I don't know. I felt like I said, I was getting action cards that cost a lot to play, but they didn't seem like they had much of a benefit. I didn't look through the rest of the deck, so I don't know.
I had one that was like, I can take money from y'all, or I could take your cards, your winning cards.
Uh-huh.
I could have stolen those. I didn't realize what they meant exactly or how much that they cost until later on. And I was like, because I thought I was going to totally save it up till the end and be like, bam, I'm done. And then I was wrong.
So that's another way that you can draw the game out.
Yeah.
Or shorten it.
Well, I had one that cost like 3 things and I could clear out your Shadow Broker coins.
Oh.
And I'm like, why would I do that? Because no one's taking them from me, so no one's putting coins in there. I mean, to keep control of it, I could, but...
Or if you wanted to take it from someone else.
Correct.
Like when you had like 4
5,
coins.
Right. You could have.
I could have just done that and throw down a coin and just taken them that turn.
Correct. So there's a lot of neat little mechanics, and I feel like there's other cards. We didn't go through a lot of the special cards out of the other ones. Again, a lot of it was player. We were, the first time we're going through, I know I was totally expecting not to win. I was like stumbling around, and I noticed, oh crap, I moved the wrong way, or, you know. Well, overall, overall, a good game. Oh, okay, there we go. Overall, a good game, I think.
There is a lot of fluff in this game.
There is.
Which can be good and or bad.
Right.
On a normal day, I would have loved to read through all of it and have a good idea of how it's going, especially if you're doing a steampunk day, steampunk themed day, just mish that all together.
Because all the agents have a backstory, and all of the gentlemen have a backstory.
And they have little fluff of when the beginning for the Shadow Broker. And, yeah, but I wasn't about to read that all out because it's kind of loud here, as you guys can hear.
It's loud, and we're just trying to get it going.
Right.
So.
All right. Overall, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
All right, I'll play it again.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, I'm a come over and kick your...
Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.